This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's largest utility marked the start of the UN climate summit by pledging to make its natural gas operations carbon neutral by 2050. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Xcel Energy had already pledged to generate carbon-free electricity by 2050. Now it plans to do the same for its natural gas business, which it says would make it net zero, meaning its greenhouse gas emissions are balanced by programs that remove carbon from the atmosphere. The company says it will move faster to reduce methane emissions and buy natural gas only from suppliers with certified low emissions. It also plans to offer new programs to encourage customers to use electric appliances and low-carbon gases like hydrogen. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis released details on his proposed budget Monday. The plan included boosting the state's economy and addressing issues like homelessness. His budget calls for $200 million for communities to help people who are unhoused.
I and many Coloradans have not been happy with how this has been going. Our cities are struggling with homelessness. It's increased. So we can either keep doing the same thing, which isn't working, or we can say, you know what? Cities can't do this alone. The state needs to step up and help them reduce homelessness.
Polis presents his budget to state lawmakers later this month. This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 39 degrees. There is a chance of snow tonight, a 60% chance, but it should not accumulate very much on the ground. Otherwise, the rest of the week should be mostly sunny. Denver is at 40 degrees, and the rain that we saw in the afternoon should continue into the evening, but not heavily. As for the rest of the week, like in Colorado Springs, Denver should have some pretty sunny days ahead.